used salt pork as a remedy for anything.
Yeah, they used to use that for, you take a slice of it, I remember using that on my foot one time, step on a board or something and drive a nail in your foot or cut it or something. Take some salt pork and had to draw the poison out, you know. Take a little slice of salt pork raw and put it right on. You know.
What would they do for congestion on the lungs?
Used to use a lot of this Sloan's liniment in them days too. That was good for headaches and for any sore muscles or like I said today, if you got a cold, they give you a pill and it's all that stuff in it and it breaks up a cold. Used to use dry ginger. I use that, I still use it. If I get a cold, I go to a doctor, I get a bad cold, I'll take dry ginger and sugar and take it in warm water when I go to bed at night. Get this dry ginger to get to the store, you know. And take a half a lemon, squeeze lemon juice in it, and it helps a lot. And break up a cold with that.
Did they use ginger tea?
No, I never used any of that. I suppose they could, and just love that stuff there, see it. But they used to have different kind of homemade remedies in them days. I don't just remember what my mother used to make them with, but I know this peppermint we used to get along the brook, this is all kind of a weed, like, we used to dry that, and that was good for most any, for colds or any kind, mostly kind, different kinds of sicknesses, you know. Fevers.
What does she use as a cough medicine?
I remember one time we used to use this Dr. Lambert's. I said you can still get it, I think. That's cough medicine. Just as far back as I can remember, you know, it's a lot of old timers, maybe 10 more.
Did they use onions for medicine?
Yeah, they used it, they call this onion, juice that's kind of an oil that got out of it. They used to use that for different things. They'd boil it and then it'd get down kind of a syrup like out of it, and they used to use that, right? For some kind of medicine, I don't know what it was. I remember they used to use this for some kind of medicine.
They boil their own onions?
They'd boil the onion, you know, and then boil it down to kind of a light syrup out of it, like. You know.
Did they have maple sugar?
Yeah. I used to have a lot of maple syrup, maple sugar in them days.
Did your father have a sugar boy?
No.
Did you use mainly white sugar or maple sugar?
Well, we used to get quite a bit of maple syrup in the spring of the year. My uncle had a big sugar bush, and then every year we get the maple syrup. We use that most of it for cooking, you know, making frostings and cakes, you know. In the morning, pancakes.
Did your mother bake pies?
Oh yeah, all the stuff we ate was all home cooked pies and cakes and donuts. We used to make a lot of cookies.
What kind of pies did she make?
Different kinds, mostly berry pies, you know, and pumpkin pies. Mince meat pies, things like that. Back in them days, you used to do a lot of that.
Did they make pork pies?
No, they used to make potato pies. They made pork. Well, the pork, well, there was It was pork, it was called meat pie, it was mostly pork.
Mm-hmm. What's potato pie?
Well, they just take potatoes and make something like what they have today, what they call it, scalloped potatoes, say, you know, something like that there, and slice them up and mash them up and then make a kind of potato pie. Make a crust for it. Put the potatoes in it and cook them, bake them.
Did you pick all your berries wild?
Mm-hmm. Used to can them.
Did you can many vegetables?
Not too many. You used to have a lot of, cucumbers. You know. Wouldn't can them, would salt them. Get a little keg, you know. And, get a keg and fill the keg up, make a little brine it, and have some salt cucumbers. And you'd fresh them, put them in vinegar, you know, half vinegar and half water, and make a little jar, and take, used to fresh them and then put them in that vinegar, and then we used to have them there for.
How long would they stay in the salt brine?
Stay all winter.
Were they peeled or?
No, they're just hard. They just stay right in there. They keep there all winter. Of course, you kind of salt them, and then you freshen them, take them out and put them in fresh water, leave them soak overnight, you know. And it takes the salt out of them, and then you kind of. You just put some in vinegar, you know, half vinegar and half water. And then you just have a lot of them like that. And then sometimes we make fill quart jars with them like that. And they just stay for 2-3 weeks. They would have maybe 2-3 jars of them. You know.
They were sort of like pickles after that.
Yeah.
They were salted.
Like a pickle.
Fresh. Did you can tomatoes?
Yeah, you can a lot of tomatoes.
Much corn? Did you can
corn? No. I used canning the corn. You know. I used canning quite a few tomatoes and berries. Mostly berries, beets. You can beets. Most of that stuff there that would go quite a ways, you know. Take a quart of beets, well, that'll last you, you know, quite a little while, you know. Take maybe cut them up in quarters, sometimes it was little ones that can them whole, you know, and use them like that.
Did you can blueberries?
Yeah, blueberries, all kinds of berries. You can all kinds of berries. Mm-hmm. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. You used to have maybe 150, 200 quarts of berries in the summer, in the fall of the year when winter comes. And I had 3-4 apple trees. Sometimes we'd take them apples and get the winter apples, and we'd keep them, maybe they'd keep till around after the holidays. Then we'd eat apples and we'd make a fresh apple pie, you know. We never used canning the apples. We used canning a lot of crabs. We'd can some of them.
You have a lot of crab apple trees around?
It was in them days, yeah. Today, very seldom you see a crab apple tree.
Did you do anything with choke cherries or pin cherries?
No. One thing I've done with choke cherries, used to make we didn't, but we had a neighbor. He used to make a choke cherry, used to make a choke cherry wine. He'd make wine out of it.
No,
we never done any of that.
You never made any wine or any beer?
No.
How old were you when you went to school the first time?
7 years old.
What had you been doing before that?
Before I went to school?
Yeah.
Just staying home. Couldn't do much in them days up there. You just play around the farm. The little farm we had. We had just a small farm. Like I said, my older sisters, they used to work the barrels there, and my mother used to do day work.
What doctor did she work for?
Dolphin. He lived me, Christ, I guess he was about 80 years old when he died. He was a good doctor. And then I had a brother that worked for him. He used to They get a call at night, 12, 1 o'clock at night sometimes. He used to sleep right in the barn where they keep the horse. They had a sofa in there. Sometimes he'd sleep there and you get a call, 12, 1 o'clock at night. Brother kept the horse and used to have some bricks. He'd keep them on the stove, you know, be in wintertime if it was awful cold. And he'd take them bricks and wrap them up in a kind of blanket or a bag or something and put them in a cutter. He'd have a cutter in the horse. He'd go out in the country somewhere, his woman was going to be sick or they were sick. Brother used to drive the doctor up. Today they won't even, Jesus Christ, it's hard to get. If you're sick, you got, it doesn't matter if you can walk or not, you got to go up to their office if you want to see them.
What kind of games did you play around the house?
Oh, in them days, there wasn't many games we used to play, you know. We used to play ball in summertime. In wintertime, there wasn't much to do. Just after it got cold, we'd stay in the house and get ready for winter. And, like I said, more or less hibernate for the winter. Of course, I have to get going to school, then I have to go to school and come home. Get the wood in for the night. Just, you know, they used to play cards. They used to play all the neighbors. Well, that is mother and father. And they go from one neighbor to another and at night and the evening and play cards. They used to call it, in them days, they used to play mostly Pedro.
How long would they stay out playing cards?
Oh, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Did you have any sleds or any?
We had a lot
like
of
that.
More or less homemade sleds and. We used to have, they call them toboggans, take a piece of tin, you know, turn up the end, you know, and kind of wear them down and go up the hill and slide on them. Little toboggans, little homemade sleds.
Were the homemade sleds rounded in front?
Yeah.
Where would they, how would they make the runners with the homemade sled?
Take a piece of wood, you know, and just kind of cut it and then take a little iron band and used to nail it to run and nail some pieces of boards across the top and braces just to hold them together.
Did they make any skis from barrel staves?
Yeah, and that stuff that I used to make, homemade stuff, you know. Yeah, I remember them barrel staves. I used them quite a bit. We used to come down, maybe a quarter of a mile from where we used to live up there. You'd come down this big hill there and we'd go up on them hills and take a hardwood barrel, and take a strap and just take and nail it to the side of the barrel stave, you know, make a little strap where you put your foot in it. So anyway, something like the skis they have today, but it was just that one strap over them, you know, just put your foot in it, go down the hill with them there, through the snow.
Would you put one foot behind the other as
no,
you went down?
Both together.
Both feet together under one strap.
No, we had two barrel staves.
Oh, two barrel staves, right.
Same as they have the skis today, you know, two. Had two staves, barrel staves, and just, of course, they were turned up quite a bit, you know, and get a little bit toward the back end of them, and just put a strap on them, stick your foot in them, and slide on right on them.
Do they skate in the winter?
Yeah, we used to skate on a pond here a lot. There wasn't no skating rink in them days like they got today. They just had skating. You could get on the ice there somewhere and get a bunch of kids and shovel off some snow. And we used to skate on the. We used to start from here, off in the river here, in the Ballot Pond right over there. We start there and we'd skate and we'd go maybe up the river, a different place where we could. You know, keep on the ice.
Did you skate at night after dark?
No. Always Saturdays and Sundays, holidays. We used to skate a little. At night, we never went out much. After it got dark, we was in the house. Eat supper and then sit around the house. Oh, I might have must been some old games we used to play, but I don't remember what the hell it was.
Did your father smoke?
Yeah.
Pipe?
Mm-hmm. He always smoked the pipe as long as he lived.
Did he grow his own tobacco or buy it?
No, he used to buy it. He used to buy a lot of Canadian tobacco. Call this twist, and then he'd mix it. You get a pound bag of tobacco. I think you used to get it for a quarter in them days. Get a pound bag for a quarter, then you get them this Canadian, the leaf tobacco that was made in it, to twist it, you know. And then he had a little, kind of a little machine, a little knife like. You used to take and chop that Canadian tobacco up, find that he'd mix it with that other tobacco. And you have a big pouch, and in the morning you'd fill that up and you'd smoke it.
Did your mother smoke?
No. Very seldom you see a woman in them days smoke. Once in a while, you know, when you smoke an old clay pipe.
Did they say that tobacco was a medicine in any way? It was good for your toothache or anything? Did people drink a lot?
Well, not as much as I can remember. People didn't drink as much then. You know, all the holidays, you celebrate the holidays pretty heavy. But during the winter, during the year, of course the year, all sort of them lumberjacks, when they'd come out of the woods there, they'd drink quite a bit. They'd go up there and they'd get drunk for about a week, and they'd go broke and then go back in the woods. But the home anyway, never drank much. Used to have liquor in the house for medicine, and it is for drinking. If sick had a cold, that was good for cold, or fever, sure. You'd make the, go to bed at night, take some liquor and take some water, make the, call a hot sling, put a bit of the liquor in, some hot water, and put some nutmeg in it, you know.
Nutmeg and hot water and liquor.
Yeah. I don't know if you can buy it today, it's the pure alcohol. It wasn't colored like it is today. I don't know if you can buy that today, that pure alcohol, grain alcohol. Some of it made of grain, some of it made of potatoes, you'd have to dilute it about 3 to 1. What about? Well, maybe an ounce of liquor and maybe about 2 ounces of water, and that'd be very strong. And you get some hot water, put nutmeg in it, and that was good medicine.
What school did you go to first?
That's a country school up there.
Little Red School on the...
Or the VFW is today there.
Well,
it's right across from the wagon wheel. The road goes to wagon wheel, and well, it's right across the road from there.
You had to walk from the river road up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's about 2 miles anyway.
So who was your first teacher?
Oh, I don't remember that. We had 2 or 3 teachers up there. There was one I remember was Miss Jones, and there was another one. I think her name was Laura Doody. I can remember them two. I went up there about 2 years, maybe 3 years, till we moved in the village. Then after we moved in the village, well then I went to the St. Joseph's Academy. That's where I spent the rest of my school days. When I quit there, I was 15 years old, that's when I quit there, and I went to work to Ballard's. And I had to get a working paper, you know. You could get a working paper in them days and quit school just to help your family. But you'd have to get a working paper and then you'd go there and you could get a job. Well, you'd have to have a job first. Tell them where you're going to go to work and then they'd give you a working paper. But if you want to stay home, you know, if you was on a farm, if you were on a big farm, and in the fall of the year, you could get, you'd go to the school board in them days and your father would go and say, well, suppose you was 13, 14 years old, big enough to do farm work, you know. You could get exempt from school to work on the farm.
Full-time exemption?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, maybe for 2-3 weeks.
What were the teachers like up there? Were they strict at the Little Red Schoolhouse?
No. No, I don't think they were strict them days. They are today. And they used to have a blackboard. And of course, I was, like I say, I just started school. But they teach different them days than they do now. Today, they go to the kindergarten and they learn how to play. And of course, up there, they make up boards and make it, put letters on the board and make a copy of them. Today, first of all, you never have taken any homework. You've done your work in school. When you come home, you was on your own. There was no homework.
How many grades was that little school?
6 grades.
Mm-hmm. Did you use a slate or paper to write on?
Well, I used to use both. You used to have slate and you used to have some paper.
Do they use ink or pencil?
Pencils, mostly pencils.
How many students would sit at one desk?
Well, they used to have two desks, and used to be two of them to a desk, you know. And some, and I had some of them, there was three, bench-like, and there was three of them on a bench, and then there was a single ones.
How were the desks, what did they look like?
Well, it's just made of wood, you know, with a wooden top, something like this here, and there was a seat here, and you put your feet under the desk, and it's like this here, but there's a little on the slant, you know, it's made out of wood and iron frame.
Was there a stove in the schoolhouse?
Yeah, used to have a big box stove, thick 4-foot wood.
Did it set in a container of sand?
Yeah. If you box it in, you'd have 4 foot stove in there, and then you'd take and put a pile of wood back at the stove for the day.
Is Pat here?
I don't think so. Pat in here. Some of the older boys that used to go to school, they get there a little early in the morning and start the fire up. Of course, there's just that one room and a big box stove. You'd take 4 foot wood, it wouldn't take long to heat it up, you know. And after it got warm in there, well, then once in a while, you stick a take the log that big around and go right in there.
Did they have any lights in the schoolhouse?
No. There was no lights that I can remember of up there. Just used to have water there. Kind of a little pump. I can remember that. Used to be an old iron sink in one corner there, and there was a faucet there, you know. And I don't know if they use a pump or you turn the faucet on, you could get water. You know.
Did they have glasses?
Yeah. Well, there was one glass there. If you wanted to drink water, you take that glass and take a drink. Unless you brought your own.
You all drank from the same glass?
Yeah. Well, I guess some of them used to have their own glasses, some bring their own glass with them. Used to be, all of them might have been 2-3 glasses there, you know, that they used to bring a lunch there and at noon, make a good fire. And I can remember that too, when we used to put our sandwiches on the stove and toast them and we'd eat them.
How many students were there in that school?
Oh, I don't just remember. It was maybe 15, 18, maybe 20.
Who were the neighbors around you when you were going to that little schoolhouse?
Well, it was the house this side. My uncle used to live there, and then...
Was he a Brown or a Stone?
He was a Brown. Mm-hmm. He was my father's brother. And then there used to be another Stone, old Frank Stone. That's, his son, maybe you know him, he lives right over here, Clovis Stone. He lives just on William Street here, Louise.
Was he your mother's brother?
No, he was, my mother was his aunt. His father was my mother's brother.
Uh-huh.
There used to be, there was Clovis and Austin and Lawrence. There was three of them, and then there was Short Sleeves. There used to be a couple of them that used to go to school from up in that country up there, in Mallett, Short Sleeves, and the Stone, and the Browns.
Were the Short Sleeves Indians?
No. No, the Short Sleeves was, that was one of my oldest sisters. She married William Short Sleeves.
Who were the children with you at the school, at the Red Schoolhouse? Were they the neighbor children, the Stones and Short Sleeves?
Yeah, neighbors and all those from around that school district. Yep. Called District 1, I think it was.
And who were some of them?
Oh, there was some Trombleys and Pritchards. I guess most of them are gone now. Remember the Pritchards and the Trombleys, and the Foots. And, oh, I don't remember. I think I say, well, I was pretty young too, but I do remember some of them because I was. I had one of them there, and then I met him different times after, you know.
Was it a pretty wild place, that school, or was it well ordered?
It was pretty well ordered.
Mm-hmm. Did the teachers use the ruler on anybody?
At times, yeah. Not too often. No.
Did they have a dunce cap?
No.
What was your favorite subject there?
You mean in the...
In the Red Schoolhouse.
Well, it was mostly reading and writing and arithmetic and things like that, you know.
What did you enjoy the most?
Well, I used to like arithmetic pretty well.
Mm-hmm. How did they grade students? Did they send a report card home like they do nowadays?
Yeah, about once a month. And, yeah, an examination. Of course, like I say, when I first went up there, I was pretty young, and then after I went up there, I went to the convent, and then we used to get a report card from home ever so often, you know.
Was the convent strict when you went there?
Yeah, yeah. They were stricter there. You learned more in the village school than you did in them schools.
You learned more in the convent than you did in country school.
Yeah. More strict, you had classes, and then there was more teachers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And each teacher had her grade. See, up there was one teacher for all the grades.
What subjects did you take in the convent?
Well, mostly English and geography, and arithmetic. And you used to write compositions, different old compositions at times. See, when I quit there, because I was only in a grade school, no subject to take, what I mean, special for, like they have today. Because you learn it there, it's just mostly reading and writing, so you could read and write and know how to write your name and read different things, learn what the meanings were.
Did they have much religious instruction?
Yeah, it was, every morning you'd have one class for half an hour. It was for religion, you know. And every morning, when school would start, everybody would have to stand and would have a prayer in the morning and then a prayer before you'd go to school at night.
Was there any kneeling during the classes?
Hmm?
Did they kneel down or stand up for these prayers?
Most times they'd stand up. Sometimes they'd kneel down, not too often, because they were at their desk, you know. But they mostly stand up.
Did they pray at other times during the day, except at the beginning
and
the end?
Well, I had the religious class there, I mean, for catechism, you know, and it was half an hour class during the day for different kids at different grades. learn their prayers and the meaning of the church, you know.
Did you go to church often when you lived on the River Road?
Well, yeah, I used to go to church pretty much every Sunday.
Notre Dame?
Yeah. You used to go to catechism before you make your first communion, and then you were confirmed. It's one thing my people was mother and father, they were pretty good Catholics, you know, and you'd go to catechism mostly Saturdays. You'd have to go on Saturdays before you was made your first communion, before you was confirmed. And every Sunday they used to have the 9 o'clock Mass, and that was for kids, and it was the preacher used to tell them that's for children. And one of the grown-up people would come at 8 o'clock or at 10:30. You do it 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10:30.
What was the children's Mass like? How was it different?
Well, it was pretty much the same. I don't think for the children's Mass that they'd have the sermon that they'd have for older people, you know. More common so the kids could understand it more.
What would the priest, visit you often?
Do what?
Would the priest come and visit you very often at home?
Well, they used to come once in a while. I don't remember, because you take Magnum days, like I say, only was one much way of getting around, you know. But if you were sick and if you wanted the priest to come up, you was pretty sick, come down. And when I was first married, my oldest boy, he had pneumonia, and I had a doctor come down 2 or 3 times, and this priest come, and I call him up, and I asked him if I'd send a car after him if he'd come down. He said yes. It's Father Campo. He used to be a doctor. And of course, I was living up the road here a little ways, and that's, oh, that must be 45 years ago. So my boy's 46, 47 now, 47 I think. And he was just about a year and a half old. And he had pneumonia, and the priest come down and checked him good. Had a little crib, you know, longer than that there. And he'd keep blankets all the way around him, not leave no draft in him. And he put him in there, and he checked him, and he come down. He stayed there half an hour, I guess. And had a car come back and get him, bring him back up to church. And he said, the boy will be all right. And he said, the doctor said he had pneumonia. And he used to be a doctor. And he said, the boy will be all right. And he's still living today. He worked for Chapin, a trucking company.
What kind of religious ornaments did your parents have in the house?
Well, they had different statues, you know, and pictures. Well, I ain't got none down here, there's some upstairs, but pictures of our Lord, and had different statues. We used to keep them mostly in the bedrooms, you know.
Did they have a crucifix in the bedroom?
Yeah. You have one of them in the living room too, a crucifix downstairs. I know my mother had a big picture, and a picture of our Lord in the Last Supper, you know, some great big picture, and we had that in the house.
People used holy water in their houses in those
days. Yeah. Yeah. And get holy water, you used to get that Easter Sunday morning. I remember because I used to go and get them. You'd have to go down, get some old brook or something, and get a quart bottle or something, and get that bottle, and then you take it to church, and the priest would bless it. And I guess so after that, then you could get it right in church. And all they had it in church there, but they had this bottle of holy water. But you'd have to get it Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, and take it up and have the priest bless it.
Would you get it before the sun rose? Or
yeah.
Before
the sun come up in the morning.
Did the priest give families any advice in those days?
Oh, I don't remember that. I imagine maybe he did when they go around there, they make their parish calls, you know.
What were the sermons like?
The what?
The sermons in the church.
Well, if I think, remember, it's like what they are today.
Do you remember any funerals at home?
No. No, I can't remember having any funerals in our home.
How about at the neighbors?
Well, there used to be some there, but like I say, it's so long ago. But I remember seeing some of the funerals that have a hearse, a team of horses with no cars, you know. And they go to a funeral, and in them days they didn't have no vaults. They'd bury them in wintertime or summers. So. And it was mostly horses, teams with a hearse, or if the neighbor to go to a funeral, be a horse and cutter, and sometimes be a horse, maybe a buckboard or a top carriage, or something like that.
What kind of a buggy did your parents have? Did they have a buggy or a Democrat wagon or what?
No, just a buggy. No, the ones I can remember. But we had a horse for a while, and then after my father was away a lot, and we gave up the horse. And I was pretty young then. I don't remember too much about that.
Did they use the same horse on the buggy as they used to plow?
Yeah.
What was Christmas like?
Well, it's a little different than it is today. It was more. I remember they used to put up a Christmas tree, but instead of having it decorated, I can remember my older brothers and sisters used to pop a lot of corn and string it on thread, you know, and then they'd use that for decorations and have little candle lights, have little small candles and put a few of them on the trees.
Did you hang up your stockings?
Oh yes, yeah. Used to hang up our stockings, boys, and we wouldn't sleep much at night. I can remember that pretty well. What is practically pretty the same as today, but today they have all them decorations and the Christmas trees. They have them artificial trees, you know, and they have all them lights, bulbs, you know, electric. In them days they didn't have no electric bulbs or anything like that.
What would you get in your stocking?
Well, we can get some apples and oranges and some of this Christmas candy. You quite a bit of this Christmas ribbon candy, like, you know. I don't see much of that around now, neither. I ain't seen any of that around these stores. You'd go to the store and you'd buy it in bushel baskets. You'd come in bushel baskets. But you don't see much of that around now.
Did they give you oranges?
Yeah, oranges and apples. And candy.
What would you get for Christmas presents?
Well, I don't remember that too well. It's long ago. But you used to get, both of them days, you'd get something to wear, clothes or something, you know, mittens, maybe a pair of mittens, or maybe get a cap or a pair of overshoes.
Did they come around wrapped?
Yeah.
Were they put under the tree?
Yeah.
What would you have for Christmas dinner? Would it be special?
Yeah, we have, from Christmas, back in them days, we celebrate from Christmas to New Year's. All the farmers go from one place to another, and then I've been home then, sometimes maybe we have a special dinner, like maybe turkey or chickens, or big roast pork or something like that. There, you know. Pumpkin pie, meat pie.
Would you celebrate from Christmas till New Year's?
In them days, most of the farmers, they would.
How would they celebrate?
Well, they'd go from one place to another, you know. Play cards at night, and probably drink a little. And they used that, that was a, they called it a week off. Now maybe tonight they maybe come to my place, and tomorrow night they go to your place, and the next night they go somewhere else, you know. Play cards, suppose they have a little drink.
They dance?
Dance. In fact, them days, it's all, when they have any dancing, it's all private homes, you know.
What would they do on New Year's Eve?
Well, they'd, that was the final. That's when they used to get the motor car together. That's when they used to dance or something like that there, you know.
What was done on Easter?
Well, out there, I don't remember too much about that there. Well, they'd go to church from home. Used to get them palms. I remember getting them palms. They'd have to go to church, and one from the family, they'd get a big palm and bring that home.
Where would they put it?
They'd put it in the living room, or in the hall somewhere, you know.
Did they use holy water or palm leaves as protection against lightning?
Yeah, I used to use holy water or something.
How would they do it?
Well, God, I don't remember. I remember my father, he was awful scared of thunder and lightning, and he'd get this bottle of holy water and bless himself with it, or bless the family, or bless the house with it.
Well, what was done on the 4th of July?
Well, that used to be a pretty good celebration, too. They'd, farmers would get together, they'd have a day off, and they, sometimes they'd have horse races, they'd come down to the fairground, and they used to have a pretty good time in the fairground. Of course, I was a little older in them days, when they used to have them, the 4th of July celebration, they always have fireworks, you know. And the kids only always have firecrackers and fireworks. But they have one place, they used to have a big day in the fairground for that. But soon after it got dark, that was it.
Would they have races on 4th of July?
Yeah, they have races and ball games. And have a good day for kids, you know.
Yeah.
Different games.
What was the fair like?
Well, it was, fair wasn't like it is today. The farmers used to come down to the fair. It was more of a county fair for vegetables, for New York State county. She's associating. They get so much a year from the state for agricultural purposes, and all the farmers they bring in different kinds of stuff that they grow, you know. And then the farmers would come. When they come down in the morning, the whole family, they'd tie their horse in the infield there, in the center field, they called it. There used to be a rail in there. And they'd bring a big basket of grub for the kids and them. And right along Main Street, there used to be a kind of a dining hall there, where they served meals, you know. And that was open all fair week, the whole length of that Main Street there, from where the big gate is, way up to the corner. And you go in there for 25 cents, 30 cents, you get a good meal. And a lot of people go in there and eat instead of bringing their own, or man and wife on the loan, they having their children to bring. And they'd go in there and they'd have their meal, and then spend the afternoon until dark, and then they'd go back home. Maybe next day, they'd maybe take 1 or 2 days off of the fair. And they always used to bring cattle, I can remember. And the horses, they were always, they just, I used to drive them in from a little local and not too far away. And they'd drive along the road to the fairground. And most all the racehorses during the fair, they'd come in by on a train, or freight, or express, or something. You know. Good horse, they managed to ship them by express, and if you had 4 or 5 horses, they'd ship them in the boxcar, you know, freight. Unload them up the junction there, and you go up there and you get a bunch of kids and walk them from there, walk them down to the fairground.
Did they have the cattle barns as they do now?
No, they had smaller barns. See, that they put that cattle barn up there Well, it's a good many years ago. But there used to be some old cattle barn there, and then they put up them new one there. That's where the cattle barn are today. I remember a barn they put up there, oh, it's quite a few years ago. I don't just remember when. 25, 30 years ago, maybe. And then they used to have the big barn there where they used to keep all the horses that were burnt last winter. And then there used to be awful good barns. Used to have all them sheds down here then. There's still that shed there. And most of all fair time, the Canadians would be all down in this corner. And that grandstand, that's been there since I can remember. But they tore down some buildings and they put up new ones, you know, since them days. There used to be a big building way down pretty near the main street there. It used to be what they call the Floral Hall for different exhibits of different kinds. And they have exhibits from all different valleys used to have clothes there, and then it was a music shop. They'd have different kinds of exhibits in the Floral Hall. And there used to be an upstairs, a stairway go up, and then it was kind of around. It's all open in the middle, but then it was upstairs, was maybe as wide in here, as being now, to go all the way around it. That's the first time I ever see a car run. That was 1910, I think it was, or 1909. And I could see that car going around. It's an old Dodge touring car. And I wonder what made it run. Maybe four or five was a kid there. And we'd look on there, and we thought it was somebody pushing it. But I suppose the motor running, they had the wheel pulled around this so far and had it tied there. They had a ring. All big enough that the car kept going around in that one circle all the time. Maybe going about 4 or 5 miles an hour. See? I kept going, and we kept looking and looking, see what the hell was making that car go. Couldn't figure out what was making it go.
Before World War I, there were very few cars.
Oh, very few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did cars start becoming common around here?
Oh, there used to be quite a few of them around 24, 25, they began to pick up, and 30. But they're all slow cars. There's no fast cars in them days. And then fast cars didn't come out till about 20 in the wind, I think.